Good day, everyone. It's Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, summarizing the key industry news from this past week. One notable story is CHU, Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency, showcasing stability in Australia's strata market with its recent 2025 report. Insurance premiums for strata properties rose by a mild 2.8%, maintaining a decent level of affordability, contrasted to a stark 14% surge for standalone house insurance due to climate risks. It highlights the ripple effects of significant weather events, regulatory reviews, and emerging risks such as building defects and lithium-ion battery fires. Kimberly Johnson, CHU's CEO, accentuates the expanding role of the strata sector in shaping urban living across Australia. The focus will continue to remain on affordability, climate resilience, and regulatory compliance in the future. Moving now to the financial front, recent turbulence in the Australian financial environment is due to a sudden inflation surge. In October 2025, consumer inflation soared to a 10-month high of 3.8%, beating predictions and stirring up speculations around the Reserve Bank of Australia's monetary policy adjustments. As a result, expectations of a rate cut in May next year plummeted significantly. The inflation was broad-based, impacting various sectors including services and housing, suggesting Australians should reassess their financial strategies and remain updated on economic developments. Adding to this, Penelope Smith of the Reserve Bank of Australia emphasized on the influence of global trends on Australia's financial conditions, reinforcing the need for investors and professionals to stay updated on international economic aspects. While the domestic cash rate plays a vital role in monetary policy, it's not the only influencer, given our predominantly bank-focused system. Shifting gears to the car finance sector, a review by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, spotlighted major concerns. Key among them were excessive establishment fees and high default rates, calling for pressing reforms. ACC has urged lenders to improve various areas, including staff training, risk management, and governance. Amid the current scrutiny, lending practices are expected to become more transparent, ultimately benefiting Australian consumers. To stay informed about these developing stories and more, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and this was your weekly financial review. Thank you for joining in. Have a wonderful day ahead.